Hello, hello, guys. Welcome to another episode of the AUNI Beauty Podcast, where we talk all things beauty and God. I am so honored and so excited to be here. I honestly, be real with you guys, I was like, I didn't have anything to give because I have not been feeling too good because Mother Nature came through and tried to act the fool with me this week. But I was sitting on my bed and I was watching one of my favorite YouTube channels, and I just got a word from God, and I was like, whoa, he brought this, like, this image back in my head, and I was like, I have to share it with you guys, and I'm excited to share this revelation that I received with, received from the Holy Spirit. So before we get into it, I just want to share a little bit things about what I've been up to this week. As I said, I've been laying low, y'all. I've been laying low. Mother Nature came through and took over my life, but I've been working on the lash line and working on growing it. I have a couple of announcements that's happening this month that I am so excited to share with you guys. And so I have a lot going on, but I'm very, very grateful, very honored that God is just doing a new thing in me, because man, that season in the valley has been real. And so I'm finally happy that I'm out of that dry season, and that, you know, I'm starting to see grass grow and starting to see like rivers and fresh water and fresh manna. And just really honored and grateful that everything that I went through didn't happen in vain. And I was happy that you guys were with me. I was happy that I was able to share a lot of it with you guys. A lot of the times that I was, you know, sharing this podcast and talking on the podcast, I was still in the valley going through some things. And so I thank each and every one of you guys for listening. I thank you guys for tuning in and sharing this with your friends, and for talking about it and posting about it and all, you know, like I really am honored and very, very grateful, because, a lot of it has been embarrassing, you know, like it's just like, how am I, one of the things I would share with God was like, how am I sharing so much about me serving you when I'm going through so much stuff? And even the things that still try to happen, you know, I have learned to realize when the enemy is just trying to poke at me, to make me stay in a very low place and not set my mind on the things above, and you know, set my mind on the things above and watch what's happening here on earth. Because what's happening here on earth has nothing to do with what's happening here on heaven. And so I have had to really know when something is not worth my attention, something is not worth my time, a person is not worth my attention or time. Even just like how to pray for someone, even when they've hurt me or they've done something to offend me, or try to offend me, even not allowing the offense to happen so that I can stay in my, so I can stay delivered. You know, I've received deliverance and I'm still doing the self deliverance and self healing, because deliverance is a daily thing. And I want to stay in this place. I want to stay in this place of knowing that, you know, what another person does to me or says to me or acts towards me or does whatever has nothing to do with my salvation. And my salvation is worth so much more. It's priceless. And my joy is worth so much more, and it's priceless. And so that's just where I'm at with my mindset right now. I'm really just in a place of just happiness, joy, and rest. Last week I got a lot of rest. I slept, because girl, that Mother Nature came through and was like, girl, boo. I also signed up for online dating. I'm on a few sites, just trying it out. I tried OkCupid, immediately deleted it. I've also tried what's the Christian Mingle? Immediately deleted that one too. But right now I'm on Raya. I like it. So far it's so good. It's cute. The guys just don't, like, the thing is that, like, I'm not going to, like, chase. I mean, I have no issue, like, starting the conversation and saying, hey, how are you? but I definitely would like to at least be pursued. And I just feel like a lot of people are not in that in that mindset to even know how to like court and pursue a woman. So I'm just like, okay, it's cool. Not really paying it that much mind. Trying to stay much off of my cell phone as much as possible. That's really hard to do right now because a lot of things is happening. And just really excited about life. Just really, really, really excited about life. What else? I went to a prophetic and deliverance ministry webinar that my amazing friend and coach, Asha, she planned, and it was so fantastic. It was on Friday night and Saturday morning. It was so, so, so fantastic. Just amazing to hear what Holy Spirit is doing for so many people, especially with us. Like, we have to understand that deliverance is the children's bread, and we need bread like every day, y'all. And so learning about deliverance has allowed me to really see people and what's happening and how many people are bound to the devil. How many people are even allowing the devil to use them to hurt or offend another person. And then also with my own personal life, just seeing certain things and just being able to say, oh, nope, that's not going to bother me. That's not my portion. No. Before, when you would see certain things, that's why it's so good to learn about deliverance. But when you do learn about deliverance, you start to, you know, of course, the deliverance happens for you so that it's a little hard because you're like, what's all this warfare? What's happening to me? And it's like, no, you're actually being cleansed of some things. But it's been a fantastic experience learning more about deliverance and understanding it and just operating under the mantle of Jesus Christ. That's all I want to do. That's all I want to do. I am always going to want to operate, and I am always operating under the mantle of Jesus Christ. And he was a thug. Like, Christ was a whole G. And not thug in a bad way, but thug like in a, like, he was a G. Like, nothing, like, Christ legit was sleeping in a ship, in a boat, in a boat that was about to, like, be turned over in the sea, and he was sleeping like a baby. Nothing bothered him because he just had his trust in God. And I want to live like that, that no little offense, even the big offenses, won't bother me because of my trust in God, you know. So that's just a little bit of like what I've been up to, and that's also like kind of like what I want to talk about this week. And let's talk about the A&E Beauty product of the week. Taking a sip of my water. The A Unique Beauty product of the week is, I'm going to do this foundation. So Bare Mineral sent me their original liquid mineral foundation and concealer. And when I tell you guys that it's thebomb.com, it's amazing. It's actually made my skin look so beautiful when I have on makeup that I am a huge fan of it. So I will post a link to it for you guys to tune in and just check it out. This foundation is amazing, guys. And if you've been following my makeup and worship lives, I mean, you guys saw how it like literally made my skin look fantastic, because I'll put it on during the live. So make sure you guys catch my lives also. It's called Makeup and Worship. I'm going live on Monday, which is today. I'm taping this on Sunday night. So if you're listening, make sure you guys tune into the lives. And that's it. I'm going to stop saying because I hear myself saying it so much, and I'm going to get right into what I wanted to talk about. So I want to tell you guys a little story. A few weeks ago, I did a normal, my normal routine for watering my plants. I have a few plants here that are like my babies, right? I got my Monstera, I got my Chinese, I believe this is a Chinese something. I got to get the names of it. But I have like all types of different plants in my house. And so when I first moved to LA, I bought this plant that was like, it looked like a tulip, but it was a hard, hard plant that It doesn't need that much watering. It was like a, I don't remember the name of this plant. It was, I don't remember the name of this plant, but it, but the instructions of the plant was, do not water it too much. Just leave it and let it dry out, and then you can water it. So I was like, okay, perfect. And it doesn't need much sun. And so I'm like, boom, let me water my plant. But this time around, the Holy Spirit told me, take it out of my bedroom, because I had it in the corner of my bedroom where like my Monstera and my Chinese evergreen plant is. And I had it like sitting around there in like this case that I got from HomeGoods. And Holy Spirit was like, take it out of here and put it on the counter in your kitchen. And while you clean, you water it before, and then continue cleaning your house. So I was just like, that's weird, but I'm gonna just follow the instructions and I'm gonna place it on my counter. And so I place it on the counter and I start to water it and I go about my business, cleaning my house, cleaning my apartment. And then something shows, like I start to see little things crawling. And so I'm looking and I'm like, what the heck is this? What's going on? And so my first thought was, I screamed because I was like, what the heck is this? Why is there a bunch of little things coming out of this plant? Am I crazy? Am I bugging? No, this is actually really happening, right? And then I start to thank God that it was not in my bedroom after watering it, and that it was in my kitchen because it's right close to the garbage, close to the door. I can like flick it, throw it in a bag, and run out, and so I was just like, wow, I thank you, God, that I was like that this was not in my bedroom, because if this was in my bedroom, then my bedroom would have been overflowed with worms. And here's the thing, I know this is gross. It was even more gross for me to clean it, you guys. But Holy Spirit put this on my mind today, and I'm just like, why are you bringing this vision back into my head, right? Now, here's another thing too. I realized that I could have changed the soil and went about my day, but nah, the overflow of worms was a bit too much for me. So today, while I'm watching my YouTube channel that I love, I'm thinking about like blooming and how, like this year God gave me the word for my year was bloom. I have it on my vision board, the word bloom. Like I'm going to bloom. I'm going to like just really step out and just shine more about, like, just really embrace everything that I am and just really like love on myself and love more of who God has created me to be and who I am, and really embracing that. But then it had me think, but then when he him thinking me about this soil and how all these this worms was in it, I started to think, like, how many of us is sitting around thinking or looking and acting like we're bloomed and growing, but deep down inside of us, there are worms that's just waiting to be triggered, and to step out of hiding and waiting to just come out to show people that under that pretty flower is a pile of worms that needs to be actually dug out and plate and thrown away and killed and shut down and told no more, you're not gonna be here anymore. This is not your portion. This is not your place. How many of us have soil that's rotting and filled with worms, but we just bury it with new soil and then put a flower on top that's sick and but it look and appears to be healthy. During this prophetic and deliverance course that I did this week, when you start the process of doing deliverance and inner healing, you start to really see your own things that's coming up. You start to realize the things that you have to deal with too, because of course, in order for you to start to notice what's happening in other people, you have to go through, you have to first figure out what's happening on the inside of you. And I had to realize that my triggers were allowing small things to appear big in my head, which would take me down a whole rabbit hole and put beliefs in my head that was not sent by God. It could be like maybe somebody, that I worked with booked another person. And hey, maybe they booked that other person because that person was available, or that person reached out and said they needed money, or that person did something that made them. And in my head, I'm thinking that I'm not good enough, or I'm not amazing enough, or they didn't like my work, or they didn't like me. And it's like, when do we have to try to start to say that maybe those feelings and those reactions that you have in your mind is just not, it's not you, Kamara. It's not what God told you or said about you. So why are you even allowing it to take over your mind and your head? And so I had to start to uproot those things, and I had to start to tell myself the truth about who I am, tell myself who God said I was going to be, affirming myself every morning that I am whole, that I am an overcomer, that I am gifted at what I do, that me being an artist is actually a true gift from God, and that this gift that He gave me is to touch others and is to help others feel His presence when I lay hands on them, you know? And so, we have to start to affirm ourselves daily in what Christ said about us. We have to combat each worm that's looking to reproduce and multiply and tell them to go. We need to start digging up that sick soil and replacing it with new, healthier soil and fertilizer to help us grow so that when it's time to bloom, our blooming season is healthy and not fake. It's not something that we're just trying to cover up with a new flower because it's a new year and it looks like it's something that everyone is doing. So we have to act like we're on the bandwagon, you know, like stop trying to join bandwagons because it seems and appears cool, and actually start to do the work. And know when it's time to take breaks. Like, I know when it's time for me to say, you know what, I'm giving a little too much on Instagram right now. I need to take a step back. I'm giving a little bit too much to other people. Let me take a step back and give some to myself. I'm on Instagram a little too much right now and I'm scrolling. Let me turn my phone off and go worship God and spend some quality time to get replenished. The only time I can give back to you guys and to really pour into you guys the way that you deserve, because you guys deserve nothing but the best. And so I can't like come in half, I'm not gonna curse, but you know, I don't want to half butt it. I don't want to say that. But I don't want to come and half donkey it, you know? I want to come in and give you guys what you deserve, because you guys are my A&E beauties. I love you guys. You guys really hold me down. You guys uplift me. You guys are like the ones that's pushing me to be better, to be great, to be more, to do more. And I have to remind myself that you guys deserve the best just the way I deserve the best. And if I'm going to be, you know, if I'm someone that you're looking up to in some kind of way, or if you're inspired by in some kind of way, I'm going to share my truth. And I'm also going to share the real. And I'm also going to make sure you guys know, like, here's some key things that I did that's working for me. And these are all things, like, this whole podcast, like, legit is just the real facts. It's just the real tea of what I'm going through in this season, in this time, even last season, what I went through with everything I experienced, you know, with my move to LA and just trying to trust the process. And so here's some things that I've been doing to help me combat those worms that I was trying to keep buried inside. Reading out loud, daily affirmations, and meditating on God's word is one way to do it. Like, when we meditate on God's word, we're able to say to ourselves the scripture. And one scripture that I was reading Nehemiah 1, and Nehemiah 1 said, I break it down like this. It says, even though that the servants weren't the best servants of God, He still listens and hears our prayers. And it says, oh Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayers of your servants. And so when I meditate on that, I say, oh Lord, please let your ears be attentive to the prayers of your servants. So that it reminds me that even though I'm not the most perfect servant, that because God knows that I am not that perfect, because I am only human, I'm not Jesus, that He is still listening to my prayers, and that He's still attentive and listening and answering my prayers, you know? Even when I say Psalms 23, the Lord is my shepherd and I lack nothing. If I meditate on that, I lack nothing. that even though things may seem like it's not enough, I have more than enough. I am alive. I am healthy. I can get out of the bed. I can make myself something to eat. I can still talk. I can still walk. I can still clean my house and do laundry. You know, like there's so many things. There's nothing that I'm lacking. There's nothing in my right mind that I can say that I am lacking in. Only thing I can say is tag my husband, Lord. That's it. That's all, you know, tag him. But other than that, I'm joking. But other than that, I'm good. You know, also writing down what assignments, this is something that was told to me, during the conference. Minister Kennard, her name is Catherine Kennard. She's amazing. And she said, there's things that we need to do. We need to start writing down the assignments that we're on and then writing down the different attacks that come each time we're on an assignment. So like if you're a makeup artist and you're a hairstylist, and then you're on assignment where the client is all of a sudden upset with you because they didn't like this or they didn't like that. What is that attack? That attack is that same, and it could be any person. It doesn't have to be a particular person, but what are the things that happen or that comes at your career or at what you are doing or what God has gifted you to do? What are those attacks that come? And then what you need to do is write those attacks down. Like maybe the customer says they don't like the way I blended their makeup or whatever. Okay, cool. That's basically telling me that I'm not good enough as an artist. That it basically is trying to tell me that I'm not as better as this person or that person, or I should try and work another way or try to, and then it goes into your thoughts where it makes you feel like you're not worthy enough to do makeup or to do hair or to do what God has called you to do. And so how do you combat that? You combat that by writing down scripture to go against it and also letting yourself know, like, okay, whenever I do makeup, somebody tries to make me question how I do it or what I'm good at. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to practice my craft. I'm going to continue to learn and study my craft, but then I'm also going to remind myself that if somebody does say something to trigger this particular assignment that I'm on that makes me question my worth, then I know that this is not from God. I know that because I am studying, because I am trying to do my best, because I am working on my best, that this person saying this to me is not constructive criticism. It's just an attack of the enemy to attack my feelings of worth, my feelings of knowing that I am good at what I do and that I'm excellent at what God has called me to be. Also, another thing that you can do is reclaim your authority. Reclaim your authority and tell the enemy that I'm not the one. But you also gotta be careful because you don't want to go up to the enemy like, hey enemy, hey, guess what? You messing with the wrong one. Don't ever go to the devil's face and try to be like, no, we don't have conversations with the devil, right? But reclaiming your authority is more like simply ignoring what the enemy is trying to do and focusing on what God has said he will do. And so I like to keep my eyes on the prize. I keep my eyes on the prize and my prize is God. And so I'm focusing on what God said. I'm like, oh God, hello, hello. Hey God, what's up? Hello. You said that I, your daughter, your child, I am gifted to teach, God. And so even though I may have a little stutter, even though I may be like questioning what I'm trying to say or what's going on or what's coming out of my mouth, I know that you said I'm gifted to do it. God, you called me, you named me Kamara. My name Kamara means teacher. So guess what, Lord? Hello. Okay. So I just asked you to step in, Lord, and just, you know, shine your light bright. Let them hear you and not me, Father. Thank you. Hello. In Jesus' name. But, you know, you want to basically combat and keep your eyes on the prize. Keep your eyes focused on Jesus. Keep your eyes focused on what God said he is doing in your life, what he said he's going to do. If you look at, if I show you guys how my, like, around my desk looks, I have post-its all over my wall filled with scripture, and my prophetic words that I received. Each prophetic word, I'm like, every time I look at, like, I question anything, I'm like, oh, nope, God, you said this about me. You said that my words are going to change the lives and have the power to empower others, God. You said that when I come, what words that come out of my mouth is full of fire, Father God. Father, for you said in Luke 10:19 that behold, I have given you the authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall injure me. That I, God, am a threat to the enemy because of the words that you have given me. That I, God, that you gave me authority. The cross gave me authority. So once you put that cross up and you put your son up on that cross, I have full authority when Jesus gave his life up for me. And so you just got to remind God what he said and what he's doing, and focus on what God is doing. Also, you want to get busy. You want to put yourself on a schedule. I find when I, like, this week was hard for me because I was not feeling good. I was very lethargic and not feeling too well. So I missed my schedule. I did not work out on my Peloton and do all the things that I normally would do, but I'm getting back on my schedule this week. I'm getting back on working out and taking better care of me. And you know, you want to get busy at doing the things that make you feel good. Exercise makes me feel good. You know, starting a business may make you feel good. So start the business that you wanted to do. Or even if you don't want to start a bit, or you have a business already, plan out your business. Plan out what you want to do for the week. What is it that you want to do? What is it that you want to see yourself do for the week, for the month? What's the goal that you would like to make for the week and the month? And how are you going to do that? How are you going to get that goal in plan? Instead of watching what other people are doing and focusing on how other people are doing certain things, start to focus on what you're doing and focus on what God has placed on the inside of you. You know, even coaching, if you're coaching others and mentoring others, like even me doing this podcast, like I was in bed and Holy Spirit was like, get up and record it. And I was like, it is 11 o'clock at night. I'm supposed to be in bed. And he was like, I said what I said. And I was like, you did. And I'm going to do that. So I am recording at 11:05 PM in the night, you know, and therapy is something that's good to do too. You want to, you know, therapy is something that you want to do. You want to talk to someone about the thoughts that you have in your mind. You know, and those, the person that you may talk to may help you ask yourself that this is, ask you, they may help you ask yourself, is this thought that you're having a reality, or is it reality, or is it a reaction to your feelings? You know, most of our times our feelings it lie to us, and half the times what we're feeling doesn't really matter. Half the times what we're feeling is not what's really happening in the world. And so we have to really put away our feelings at times. And not to say that, like, you don't feel and just, like, ignore how you something or someone is making you feel. Like, don't ignore that. But don't allow it to combat your whole mind and take over what you're feeling about yourself or doing for yourself. You don't want to, like, allow your feelings to take more, like, to take over your life. And then next thing you know, you find yourself depressed and sad over something that maybe that person wasn't even thinking about or feeling or even thought, you know? Another thing you want to do is play uplifting worship music throughout the day and thank God for your healing. I love to play my worship music. I have a few playlists on Spotify. All you have to do is put my name in Kamara A. Unique and you'll see the different playlists that I have. God All Day and Chill, I Just Love Jesus. The Chill, I Just Love Jesus playlist. I get a lot of reviews on that one from people that say, girl, this is like so bomb. It's so good. And so I'm just like, if you haven't listened to it yet, please, please, please download it on Spotify. It's really, really chill, good music that just makes you want to just chill with God and just have a good time with him. And you know, God is lit. Like he is not, you know, like he's not a God that wants to be boxed in. You know, he's a God that wants to make you feel like he wants to be your best friend. So if you're like, yo, chill, Lord, like, yes, let's get this popping. Come on. You know, like he likes that. Like, let's have a good day, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hello. Okay. Yes, Lord. Like God is like chuckles at us just like making him feel inclusive into what we're doing. Like, let's normalize what Jesus is doing. Let's normalize Jesus, please. Come on now. Also, I want you guys to think back to when you were that small child and that first time that you were ever neglected, or the first time that somebody, that the first thought that you have when you experience the rejection that you may have, that you may have taken with you into your adulthood. And you, I want you to take this time, and this is also like self-deliverance, which is asking Holy Spirit to lead you. You don't want to go into that by yourself. There's times when people sit, share it like on different blogs and stuff, and they're like, yeah, go back to that old, that young child that you were and tell that child you love them. But you don't want to do that by yourself. You want to go back to that child with the Holy Spirit. You want to say, Holy Spirit, show me the time that I went through something. Like, show me the time that I'll tell you guys something about me. Like, I've asked Holy Spirit to show me that time that I lost my virginity. And show me when you were, like, show me that you were there. And this is crazy, but show me that the time that you were there with me. And then he will show me the time that when I experienced certain things, that he was there with me. That even when I had my, you know, when I had my abortion, and after being in an abusive relationship about 10 years ago, I had an abortion of 3.5-4 months pregnant. And it was the hardest thing ever. But God, I was like, God, show me what you were there with me. And he showed me that he was there with me because I remember when it happened that my friend came with me, and I instantly went to sleep, woke up, was okay. And then I went home and I weeped. But my family came through in such a magnificent way. Like my aunts, my mom, my grandmother, all of them started to share their stories of things that they've experienced, like with child loss or anything, decisions that they've made. And it made me remind myself that I wasn't alone, you know? And so I, you know, Holy Spirit like led me to that, like that was me using them for their own experiences that they had to pour back into you, to let you know that you will one day share your story just as how they share their story and how they've overcome it. You will one overcome those things too. And so you want to ask Holy Spirit to lead you in every time that you do go into your past, to just share, you know, to just tell your younger self, like, I love you and I forgive you for what you've experienced, for the choices that you made. And that even though I am going through these, you know, I had to deal with the choices that we made in our past, I still love you even like you were that child. Like, I still love you like a child, like the child that deserves to be loved. I still love that, know that for a fact that you are human and that we all make mistakes, and I'm not going to hold myself accountable for those. I mean, not accountable, but like, I'm not going to hold myself bound to the choices that I made when I was only a child. All I can do is say, all right, I know now that I made that because I did not know any better. I made that decision because I didn't know any better. And now I have to love myself from that, you know? And also with self-deliverance, you want to cry out to God and let him heal you, and dig out those worms, you know, dig it out. As I saw those worms overflowing, I was like, gosh, Lord, I didn't even have to dig it out. All I did was just water the plant. All I did was just add fresh water to the plant. And it's like the worms was like, oh, we coming out now. I can come out. But now I have to destroy it because the poor plant is done. The poor plant is destroyed, you know? And so, yeah, I think that's all I have for you guys today. You know, dig out the worms, destroy them, and plant new clean soil so that you will not allow someone or anything to come in and taint what God has done the new in you, the new things that God has done inside of you, you know. I will not allow anyone to taint it. I will not allow anyone to hurt me and or to hold a place in my heart anymore. or to hold a place in my mind anymore, that I will try to keep my mind so focused on what God said and what he is doing so that I can really just enjoy the process that I'm in, and that I don't miss out on the process that I'm in because I'm focused on the wrong things. And so I hope this inspires you today. Please, guys, share this with a friend, tag a sister, tag a friend, tag a cousin, tag a husband, tag anybody, and let them know about the podcast. Please share it, guys. Please also, I want to challenge you guys to, as you listen to the podcast, to post it on your stories and tag me on what your one takeaway is on this podcast today. That will be really helpful for me to know what your takeaway was, and I would love to see it. So if you guys share your takeaway and let me know, I would greatly appreciate that. And if you subscribe, download, and I look forward to talking to you guys next week. I will see you guys on the makeup and worship. And I'll basically be going over this again on the makeup and worship and just talking about it and letting Holy Spirit flow from there. And I love you guys and be blessed. Peace.